This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Residents of the Manson's Lagoon area have recently received notices on their boats along Manson's Spit, north and south of the government dock. The notices implied that if boats were not removed within 30 days, BC Parks would be disposing of the vessels. There have been several responses to these notices on online forums in the Cortez community, both on CortezIsland.com and Facebook. And one of the responses came from Lisa Ferentinos. Lisa is here with me now to comment on the notices from BC Parks. Just to clarify, the area that we're talking about has a couple different names, Manson's Landing, Manson's Spit, as well as in your response on Tideline, you referred to it as Clytosin?
Yes, that's what I've been told is the native name for the area.
Beautiful. And you received a notice on your boat that you keep on the beach.
I have a kayak at the beach, yes. So I received a notice. It was placed there sometime last weekend or on Monday. I'm not quite clear. But yes, when I went down to check my boat, there were stickers on pretty much every boat, dinghy, kayak, canoe that is along the shoreline on the property of the park.
And what do you use your kayak for?
I use it for getting back and forth to our boat, which we used to live on, but right now we have another place to live for a while. I also use it for recreational purposes or to go fishing.
Were all the boats on the beach boats that are used regularly, or are some of them abandoned?
Yeah, not all of the boats are used regularly. There's quite a few abandoned, derelict environmental disasters along the beach, and we're in total favor of those being cleaned up and gotten rid of, and would love to even help if that's an option.
So there was no divide in whom received these notes. They were on every single boat, whether it's used every day or if it was a derelict boat.
As far as I know, yes.
And have you spoken to any or seen any BC Parks officers in the region in recent times?
No, I have not at all, but I'm not down there every day. I know that there were people that saw the rangers down there on the day that the stickers were being put on, and one person in particular tried to speak with them, but they felt like there wasn't really a possibility of having a communication about things, and that they were basically told they just need to get their boat out of there. That's the only information I have about the day they were down there doing the stickers.
Okay. And there was a response from the Harbor Authority of Cortez Island in response to these notices that they posted on CortezIsland.com, just to clarify that they do have room right now to have smaller boats tied up to their dock if you were to contact the manager. Do you have any comment on if that's a viable option?
It might be for some people, but there's a lot of issues at the dock. There's been a number of thefts. At least a couple of us have had our dinghies untied, and we were lucky that somebody notified us that ours was floating away, so we were able to rescue it in time. I know somebody else who wasn't able to rescue theirs in time and ended up on the rocks somewhere between here and Shark Spit and was severely damaged. It seems that what's happening is frequently when larger boats come in, they want the space alongside the dock, and so they will untie dinghies and move them. And maybe sometimes they're not tying them back up adequately. And in addition to having our boat float away, we've often found it tied inadequately. And because there's nobody working down at the dock, there's nobody keeping an eye on those kind of things, and it doesn't seem safe to keep a dinghy there. I also feel like for kayaks and canoes, it's not really a viable option, that those would be better off to have a rack someplace up near the parking lot or wherever that we could agree to with parks to keep those kind of things. But yeah, for dinghies, you also need to bail it every time it rains, unless you're going to put a bilge pump and a battery in it. But if it's just sitting out in the open, it seems highly likely that would be stolen. So there's a lot of challenges in keeping a dinghy at the dock.
That all makes sense. So as far as conservation of the region goes, I know that's been a really conscious thing that our community has focused on in that area, because there's a lot of erosion, and I know Friends of Cortez Island has been a part of that. So I know that was a part of the note around the notice had to do with the eroding lands.
Yes, it is a bad situation. The spit is slowly eroding away. It seems as though the study that was commissioned by BC Parks stated that it's largely due to the way that sediment is being transported and dumped because of the dock being there. I've heard from other people that it got worse when the dock was lengthened. You can see photos from long ago that it wasn't like it is now. It does seem important to address the fact that the spit is eroding. There's a lot of vegetation that's damaged by people climbing around and trying to walk up and down the banks. And so that has been addressed by FOCI by putting in a marked pathway and trying to eliminate some of the older pathways that were causing problems. But it does seem like a good idea that there not be boats kept permanently on the spit because of the fragility of the vegetation. And I think that it would make more sense to have storage for boats be south of the dock rather than on the spit.
If you could estimate how many people regularly are using boats on the beach there, like just as an estimate for BC Parks, if they were to say, yeah, okay, we can put in a canoe kayak rack for regular users to mitigate the erosion and use of the beach for boat storage.
Winter, it might be a couple dozen people. In the summer, obviously, it's a whole different story because there's a lot of boaters that are anchoring, not even at the dock, but out in the bay, and they frequently bring their dinghies up onto the beach on the spit. They'll unload their whole barbecue gear and have some time on the spit. So that's another thing that would have to be addressed. But mostly those people are not dragging their boats up into the vegetation. They're mostly just leaving it on the sand. So yeah, the summertime, the dock is very crowded. It's not an easy place to keep a small boat because you're getting banged around by all the bigger boats. Even though at this time of year, there might be room for having some dinghies at the dock, it's not a year-round proposition.
So there's definitely fluctuation in how things are used.
I am concerned that there are a number of people that are summer residents, especially people that have water access only, that probably have boats pulled up on the beach that aren't going to be here within the month that was given to remove them. And I'm concerned that there was no attempt made to contact people during the summer when they would have been here. So I'm not sure how we can get the word out, hopefully on Tideline and on the radio station, but it does seem like there's going to be some problems if they take the boats that belong to people that are not here right now.
Thank you so much for sharing your perspective. Is there anything else you want to add?
I think a lot of us would like to work together with BC Parks and Hawkeye and FOCI to come to some kind of rational agreement on how we can keep some boats down near the water. Like I mentioned, having a rack for canoes and kayaks that's in a place where there's not vegetation that gets damaged. Maybe there needs to be like a little sticker thing where BC Parks knows that this isn't an abandoned boat, this is something that belongs to a resident of Cortez. But as far as dinghies go, I think there needs to be space for the people that are moored to be able to have their dinghies somewhere along the beach. And maybe we can construct something that's in an appropriate place and in an appropriate way that's not going to be damaging to the vegetation. And again, it's a good idea to get rid of the abandoned and derelict boats. And there are a lot of messes going on down there that need to be addressed. And I personally would like to help out to clean up the place. It's a public park. It should be kept in a nice way. And there's a lot of garbage along the beach. But we don't have a good contact at BC Parks. I'm working through a couple of different people to try to get the right person to speak to. So if anybody knows, please let me know. And hopefully we can get a conversation going about how we can all work together on this and other issues at the park. There's pretty severe erosion going on from the path that's alongside the dock. That path should probably be eliminated and a better path made that's not going just vertically down the bank. It has maybe a little switchback in it or curves so that people aren't going in a place where they're just making it worse and worse. So identifying some good paths down to the beach and protecting those paths would be a good thing to do. There's a big problem with Scotch broom, and I think FOCI is mostly just focused on the spit, but it's really expanded in the last 5 years in all directions, going up the road, going along the beach, and it just gets worse every year. And some of us have tried to keep certain areas cleared out, like areas where we might hang out on a regular basis. But it's beyond one person being able to just do a little bit every year. There needs to be a plan for dealing with invasive species and replanting and protecting the areas where the broom has been removed. So I'd like to see some action on that in cooperation with all those organizations as well.
And I just want to confirm, I know there's been a lot of issues with garbage removal on the docks, and my understanding is there is none anymore.
That's right.
So BC Parks has a couple of garbage cans at a couple of trailheads and a couple of parks on Cortez Island, but Manson's Lagoon is not one of them. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, unfortunately, there's just some bad actors that have ruined it for everybody. It used to be somewhat under control. There, people could put their bags of garbage and they'd be removed, but now there's no place to put garbage, which isn't a huge problem for most people, but it is a problem that some people are still leaving their garbage, even though there isn't a trash can. And like, whose job is it to remove that? If it's something small, I pick it up and deal with it. But sometimes there's a large accumulation of stuff and it's unclear whose job that is to take care of that.
Lisa Ferentinos eventually located a good person to talk to, a contact with BC Parks named Thomas Porsberg. She sent a collective letter to Thomas, a recreational services officer for BC Parks, requesting cooperation between residents of Cortez Island and BC Parks. The letter includes the following. Vehicles are also parked within the park, and this is accommodated, despite the petroleum runoff from the parking lot, the eroding banks, and the maze of unplanned pathways turning into gullies due to foot traffic. Hauling away and relaunching rowboats for each use would substantially increase lagoon traffic and or beach erosion and negate efforts to keep vehicles off the inside of the spit. Taking and bringing small boats to the beach every time they are needed discriminates against bike riders who have helped reduce vehicle traffic congestion. CKTZ reached out to media contacts at BC Parks, David Cairn. David Cairn responded to a couple of inquiries around the notice, and his response was as follows. BC Parks has recently issued notices to boat owners within Manson's Landing. The notices give owners 30 days to remove their boats from the park and store them at an appropriate location. Many of these boats are in the coastal dune sand ecosystem of the park, which is a highly sensitive marine environment. BC Parks is taking a measured approach when determining the sequence for removal of boats in order to minimize disturbance to the area. 57 boats in the area have been identified for removal. We encourage owners to move their boats in accordance with the order. CKTZ inquired what would be done with the abandoned boats. David Cairn responded, regional staff have been monitoring and inventorying abandoned boats in the park since 2018. The bulk of those identified for removal, which are stickered, have been in the park for an extended period of time. Boats assessed to be derelict and non-seaworthy will be removed and disposed. Owners may dispose of their vessels in whatever manner they choose. Boats remaining in the park after the 30-day notice expires will be removed and disposed. CKTZ also inquired if BC Park officers communicated with any local entities in reference to issuing these notices, like Harbor Authority of Cortez Island. BC Parks responded, all boats that were identified for removal are in BC Parks jurisdiction. The notices were originally issued on October 17th. 30 days from October 17th is
November 16th.
Boaters are encouraged to remove their boats if they are located on the beach of Klytosin, or they will be disposed of by BC Parks.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.